Historians agree that during the two decades that followed the Great War, often regarded at the time as the War to End Wars, the world suffered a collective madness. It has been said that these problems, including the war itself, were part of the painful transition from 19th century attitudes and politics to those of the modern age. The 20th century where, as heralded by the likes of Jules Verne and H.G. Wells, men would fly and nothing was impossible. During the early years of the 20th century, Europe was set to become a stage for a major conflict. The rapid advances in industrialization and mechanization had been harnessed and exploited by the recently unified Germany. The resulting military machine rivaled that of any existing world power. The rest of Europe braced itself for what many saw as an ultimately inevitable confrontation. The European bonfire was ignited in 1914 by a Bosnian Serb anarchist in Sarajevo and the inflexibility of German railroad timetables. But what primed this volatile powder keg? Initially slow, but accelerated by the socio-political upheaval of the Great War, people became more aware of their own position and value in a modern society. They wanted what was theirs and desired an end to the embedded class systems that, for the most part, defined their lot in life. To many, this was simply seen as being cannon fodder. Above all, self-determination was becoming a major issue. Having a vested interest in maintaining the population in its current state, the great European powers did what they could to preserve the status quo. This sometimes meant entrenchment and the enforcement of draconian measures, which often led to further revolt, and sometimes, albeit reluctantly, the introduction of social reforms that went some way to address the concerns of the common man and provide a faint glimmer of hope. Meanwhile, the political climate in the United States, born out of a new world optimism and a determined recovery from a recent bloody domestic conflict, was focused on growth and unity. This was markedly different from that of Europe, where the constant bickering, confrontation, subjugation, and shifting borders of the previous 1,000 years made such a commonality of purpose impossible. In divided Italy, with the Allies in the south, and from Rome upwards the German occupation, the fighting grows fiercer. It is in southern Lazio, a few kilometers from Rome, that the destiny of the whole of Italy will be decided. The plains of the Pontine Marshes, reclaimed by Mussolini, are devastated. The return of the swamp has an inevitable result, a new malaria epidemic. May 1997, an infinite number of earthquakes strikes the Apennines between Umbria and Marche. Many tremors of varying strength continue all through the summer, but this is only the start. Fortunately, many people have left their homes and are sleeping in tents. Despite this, though, there are 2 deaths. The earthquake hits all of Umbria, leaving a trail of devastation. In Assisi, the famous Basilica of St. Francis suffers a lot of damage. The basilica is a unique place. It is the biggest surviving complex of frescoes from the 13th and 14th centuries, with over 5,000 square meters of frescoes by Giotto and Cimabue. The possibility of the basilica collapsing would be an inestimable loss for the world's artistic patrimony. Due to their extreme simplicity, these ancient organisms tend to occupy any available space in a marine environment. According to myth, they were born along with Venus, out of sea foam. But while the Graces whisked Venus ashore, the poor sea sponges, abandoned to their fate, sank to the bottom of the sea. It may look like a dark rock, but the common bath sponge was already in use 4,500 years ago at the legendary Knossos Palace by nobles who bathed with natural sponges. Sea sponges must undergo an elaborate process before they are ready for use. Ivano Bellini has been harvesting natural sea sponges for years, a passion and tradition he inherited from his father. The Iraqi occupation forces fell apart in 6 weeks. As a final act of vengeance from Saddam Hussein, he ordered the detonation of almost 700 oil wells. Kuwait was in ruins. Its people were dispersed. All modern facilities were destroyed. 5 million barrels of oil burned daily into a cloud of poisonous smoke. If left untouched, the fire could last for 100 years. It is a little-known fact that Aristotle was the first cosmologist to envision the Earth as a three-dimensional sphere that rests at the center of the universe. According to his theory, rotating spheres carry the Moon, Sun, and stars around a stationary Earth. Even though Aristotle may be responsible for this vision of the universe, it's most well-known and even named after the man who provided numerous equations based on empirical observations. The man who solidified this theory was Claudius Ptolemy. A majestic nature, rich in wildlife and rare plants, characterizes the Canadian province of British Columbia. This is the kingdom of the black bear and the powerful grizzly. It lies at the northernmost part of the Cascade Range, a mountain chain that extends from western Canada to California. In these mountains, on the banks of the Tullamine River, lives a very special family. The Turners have dedicated most of their lives to telling stories of the natural world, showing its beauty as well as its fragility and its more and more pressing need for attention.